This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua, Siman Lamed Beis, Sif Nun Aleph Nun Beis. Yitbar Shloisha Tfiras B'chol Tzad. You should sew three stitchings on every side. Okay, let's see if we could pull this up. You should sew three stitchings on every side. Wow, things are working today. Not bad. See if we could pull this down here. Okay. Here, you see where the icon is? Yitbar Shloisha Tfiras B'chol Tzad. Three stitching. Maybe it didn't come out so clear. Three stitchings on each side. V'chut HaTfira. Okay. Weiter. And the string of sewing should encircle on two sides. I guess that means it should go on two sides, to go from the top through the bottom, so that it's apparent on the top and the bottom. Here he says, by the way, there are different sheets that are very interesting. You're going to have a total of 12 stitchings. Can I get the Yud Beis Shiftei Kaf? But I believe there are sheets that you could have a minimum of 10, because maybe we're not going to count Levi, and maybe we're not going to count a different Shevet, maybe we're not going to count Yosef, or you could have as many as 14 if we count Menashe and Ephraim. Okay. V'yavar Kuratvira Bein Kobayis Ubayis. The stitching should pass through each and every bias. Let's see if we can get a picture of that. Here. So it should pass through each and every bias. I guess it means you have three stitchings. So, 1 second. You're going to have three stitchings like here. You have 1, 2, 3. But I'm not sure how that's passing through every bias if there are 4 batins. Right? In other words, if you have 3 stitchings, 1, 2, 3, but there are 4 batins, so how is the stitching passing before? This would only make 3 compartments, right? 3 stitchings, 1, 2, 3, only makes 3 compartments. But you want them to pass through the bias, let's say over here. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how he explains it. You only made 10 stitchings. Or less, it's not possible. The Machaber continues. Some say these 12 stitchings. You b'chud echad should be with one strand. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sipatan Reish Chav. The reason for the 12 stitchings, negative Yud Beis Shiftei Yisrael. You don't need the Tfira in the bias. Rak Samach LaHabayis. It doesn't have to be in the bias, but near the bias. I'm not sure what he means by that. I guess it doesn't have to be on the inside. It could be near it. How near? The Mishmur explains, Rak Stone Bias. The Ain Toifin Ketoifin Begadim Espas Abeget Belishir. Let's see in diagram 2. You don't sew it like you sew begadim without leaving anything over. Ela mishayer minatitura chutz lahatvira. you leave. Meaning like this. You don't stitch like you stitch begadim, where the stitching goes on the edge of the beged, but rather near the edge. So there should be some titura after the stitching. Fine. The tzark shir habatim melamata. You need shir habatim melamata on the piv. The tzark shir, excuse me, the tzark she'ar habatim melamata lepiv yu yoytzim nikol abar rufis dayam. Let's see if in diagram three over here. There we go. You need that the hide of the batim milamata lepiv yu yoytzim nikol abar rufis dayam ad shiu magiyam tachas nikvei hatvira kedei sheyitvar or abatim nikol tzad ima tetura. You need that the height of the batim from below from underneath its mouth should come out from the four sides until it reaches under the holes of the stitching, kedei sheyitvar or habatim mikol tzad im ha-titura, so that you could sew the hide of the batim on each side with the titura. So apparently, what you're going to want to do is, you're going to want, okay, I got it. This is the bias. You see where the shin is? The shin is the bias. Around the lower extremity of the bias, you want there to be a lip. Stud. Meaning, the R of the batim should be yoitzim. So that there's a sort of a lip around the end of the lower end of the bias, so that you could sew the titura to the bias, as opposed to where there's no lip and there's just a titura with a tiny, tiny lip and there's just a titura on top of it. You want the whole of the lip of the bias to be commensurate with the whole of the titura. So that you could sew the hide of the bias with the titura. Not like the soifim that shorten the hide of the batim, she'inoi oiver hala tachas nikvei hatfira, so that it doesn't pass further under the holes of the stitching, ve'ina nisparas klal im hatitura, and it's not sewed at all with the titura, rak shem ahadkin habayis v'toicha aruba shel hatitura. Rather, they're mahadik, the bias, in the square of the titura, meaning if you do it like this, if you don't make a lip, so then the bias is fitting in the titura just because it's a box that fits into the hole of the titura, as opposed to making a lip where you're actually sewing the titura onto the bias. Baruch Shem has disqualified many tefillin because of this. You need to sew together the hide of the batim with the titura. Okay. Now, the Mechaber says the chut of the tefira needs to surround the two sides. So let's see what this means. Ratzalayim. Shekol ha-tefira, all the stitching, yehei misoveves, should encircle mishnei tzadim, from both sides, panim va'achar, face and back. Meaning, like in picture number one, you want the stitching to go panim from the top, as this is the panim, and the bottom is the achar. Nimsa toifer the base matzen. You're using two needles. You're using two needles. One needle is used to go up, and one is the base matzen. Achas yotzis ocher. One is going to the stat ocher, which is down. Vachas nechnesus to stat prim, and one is entering the upward side. I'll show you a picture of that. Here it's not so clear, but you have one needle where you're going upward. And one needle that you go down with. So let's see. See, this needle is used to go upward to stitch it up, and this needle is used to stitch it down. Okay, Sif Katan Resh Lamed. Miu im loyasa rak yud tefiras, v'chein im loyhever chuda tefira, or if you didn't pass it through in im akam v'yevet, v'ayin le'el v'sif katan resh yud zayin. Okay, Sif Katan Resh Lamed Aleph. Some say that the 12 stitchings should be with one thread. It says Mishabura v'chud echad v'nifsak. If it snapped, let's say it snapped. Let's see the picture. Let's go down here. These pictures came out a little bit better. Here, let's say that it snapped. Some say you could tie it. Some say you should take it out entirely. The answer is, you should sew it again with one thread. Since it snapped at the time of the tefira, nicker, it is recognizable that the chud is weak and is destined to snap, and it's not worth anything. But if the chud is short, it's chilasai. So in other words, if the chud snapped, that shows it was a weak thread and it wasn't good enough to begin with. But when it was short to begin with, ve'inoy nifsak l'kuleyama, and it would not, ve'inoy nifsak, and it didn't snap, then l'kuleyama yachol l'tshalay farakar. Everyone would agree you could tie another thread to it, ligmar hatzvira, to complete the stitching. Because of primagadim. If you don't have other sinews, you can rely on the first svara, namely that you could tie the likstar foot shenipsak and tie a foot that was snapped. This is all if it snapped in the middle of the stitching. But if it snapped after the stitching, sif base. Okay, let us see sif. Nun Beis. Here we go. You ready for Sif Nun Beis? Okay. Yachnis haRetzua toich haMavar. You should stick the Retzua into the Mavar. Let's see. Did it work? You should stick the Retzua into the Mavar. Fiyasta kasher, and you should make a kasher, and then dalet, the shel roish. Like a dalet. From the shel roish, the kasher should be like a dalet. Okay, like over here, it's like a dalet. Uchamin yud v'shel yad. And a yud of the shel yad, the hashim usya shakai, im hashin shel v'shel roish. To complete the letters of shakai with the shin on the shel roish. So you have a shin on the shel roish, you have a dalet on the shel roish knot, and a yud on the shel yad knot. Haga, v'noyagim lahavir or al habayis shel yad l'roichav hazroya. The minog is, we were just talking about, number six. No. Little bigger. The minhag is to stick through an R on the bias shoyad by the width of this roya. Its width should be like the roya of the bias, because let's see the reason for this. The Mishnah would say, you should only make the knots of the tefillin after you made the shin on the tefillin. Then make the dalet of the shalroish v'achikach hayud k'seder oisiyos Hashem, like the order of the letters of Hashem's name. Says Mishabros to Tatan Reish Lamed Beit v'yans the kesher shall tefillin the knot of the tefillin halachal meishmi Sinai is halachal meishmi Sinai v'nira. It would seem shetach la'asoyt v'lishma, you have to make it lishma v'la'yaste yukata, you should not make it small. You have to make it lishma and it should not be small. Now this is the major subject. What shape should the knot be? Raise your hand if you have used a dalet. If your knot of the shorosh is a dalet. Well, some say it should be a mem. The big question, whether your knot should be a dalet or a mem. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh oisim kesher k'mem. There are those who make a kesher like a mem. It's really like two dalids on two sides. Like in this picture, it looks like a double dalid, basically. Dalid, dalid. This Tiferes Aryeh brings the name of Tshuva Me'ava, that to make a Dalet is more correct. Gam lo yaste, that is more correct. Interesting. Gam lo yaste kesher ha'asli li'shamit anavana. You should also not make a knot that could slip this way and that way. There's someone who saw that after he took off his tefillin, his knot was undone. I told him to go back and put on the tefillin again and read Shema without a bracha. You could still be mekayem the mitzvah tefillin, and you were not the first time. I tell the shayner. The time of his reasoning was, according to Rashi, that the yud is halachah l'mishmi Sinai, you're not yet yotzei the mitzvah. Reish lamed dalet. The minhag is to be ma'avir hide on the bayis shel yad by the width of the arm, and its width should be like the width of the bayis. Hatam l'fitchatun shel yad mistimin oisam tachas abgadim. The reason is because the tefillin shel yad, you put it under your garments. Umisnadidin, they shake. Then if sudden, they get ruined. Umiskalpin, lekatnogu, lehavir, lekatnogu, aleim, lechazbam. So basically they attach on top of the shel yad and then an extra piece to maintain the sharpness and the square of the tefillin shel yad. Our communities, we're not knowing with this extra piece of hide on top of the shoyan. Ella the achar, you should only make the dalet after you make the shin. This is the proper course of action. If it happened that the kesher shoroish got undone, so do we say, okay, so undo the yud of the shoyan, do the dalet of the shoroish, and then go back to do the yud of the shoyan so that it should be in order? Ain sarach rak l'staknoi. You only have to fix it, blay lahatir hashal yad, and not to undo the tefillin shal yad. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, thank you very much for joining us today. Tomorrow, we're going to try for double header. It will be shorter tomorrow. By the way, this concludes Sifa Lamed Beis, which is a major simon in Arachayim. So Baruch Hashem, we had some Siyata D'Shemaya to get some level of understanding of this. And Baruch Hashem, next cycle, even better. So we'll see you tomorrow if you're available at 11 a.m. And then Baruch Hashem, next week, we'll be back on track on Monday. Okay? Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.